views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here at 1150 AM KKNW. You might be listening somewhere here in the Seattle area, or perhaps in New York, Connecticut, or Rhode Island on WBLQ AM 1230. Somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're joining us from here today, you're going to be happy you did, because we're going to be talking about something that I think affects a lot of people, particularly people who listen to the stations like this, the shows like this. So don't go away. I'm going to share more about that in a moment. But first, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, Christine, or good day, depending on where you are.
Exactly.
Or good evening. Great show we have in store for us.
We do,
indeed. I know,
indeed.
People are on.
I'm so excited.
Waiting very patiently.
Yes. And before I get into the show, I do want to remember to announce that I'm going to be offering another Vibration of Change workshop June 6th. We had one in towards the end of April, and it went over so well that we had others asking to have another. So we're going to have it in Redmond, Washington. So it's here in the Seattle area on the east side. So if you're interested, get on to stellarreflections.com. I get involved in the conversations, Benny, and then I forget to make the announcements at the end. So I just decided I need to get them out of the way before I get like totally connected to my guest and in the flow of the conversation.
Makes a lot of sense. Let's get it done early.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of our guests, we've got a very special guest today, Jean Hainer. She is an expert in Chinese face reading. She's a Hay House author. She's the author of The Wisdom of Your Face, which I absolutely love. I read that quite a while ago, and it's like, wow, this woman's on to something different. I really love it. The Wisdom of Your Child's Face, which takes that further to dealing with your children, and Your Hidden Symmetry. She teaches compassionate and affirming ways for people to understand their true nature and how to feel love for everyone in their lives, including that reflection in the mirror, you know, because sometimes we have a hard time loving and accepting ourselves. She teaches and consults internationally, and she's got a fabulous website. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have her here today, Jean Hainer. Jean, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hey, thank you very much. Hi, Christine.
Hi. It's so nice to have you here, Jean. You know, it's funny because I know that you typically do shows focusing on the face reading, but today we're going to go a different avenue, and I'm really curious about this. Today, we're going to be talking about ways to discover if we're highly sensitive and then what to do with it if we are.
Absolutely. You know, I think this is a segment of the population that is vastly underestimated, the highly sensitive person.
Right.
And there are actually several different kinds of sensitivities. And in my face reading work, we actually can find out what kind of sensitivity you have. But we don't need to read your face. We can also just talk about it, and people may be able to relate and think, oh, my God, that's me.
Uh-huh.
And then I do have some tips that people can put to use to kind of help deal with that. Because, you know, when you're a highly sensitive person, basically one of the things that this means is that you're highly aware, that you're very sensitive to the energy around you.
Uh-huh.
And this can often be a lifelong challenge, because basically there's no conversation in our culture about this. There's no language for it. There's no real permission to talk about it.
Right.
And so it can be a lifelong challenge.
So let's just take a step back for a minute, Jean, and I think that there are probably some people who don't even realize they're sensitive yet. So what are some of the signs and symptoms of being highly sensitive?
Yeah, Well, so let me talk about the three main types of sensitivity.
Okay.
The first one is the kind of person that I call a physical empath.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is they're physically sensitive to the energy around them. Their bodies will respond in some way. They'll get a physical sensation. So often a standard experience for someone like this is if they work in close quarters with people all day or if they have to deal with a lot of people all day, they come home and they're completely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like, well, I didn't really work that hard. Why am I so exhausted at the end of the day?
Right.
It's because their system has been having to deal with everybody else's energy all day.
Okay.
That they don't realize that it can just wear them out, stress them out, or it can even get to the point where they're starting to take on some of the stress from other people.
Uh-huh.
You know, energy leaks through walls. It doesn't stop through head walls.
Right. Yeah, and scientists are actually showing that now.
Yeah.
Right.
And so if, you know, the person on the other side of the partition or the other side of the wall in the next office from you
uh-huh.
has come in after a big fight with his wife or he's highly stressed about something, as you sit there all day, you can be soaking up some of his stress.
Right.
Or if he gets a migraine, suddenly you start feeling like you're getting a headache and you have no idea that it really isn't your headache.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
His headache.
Yeah.
So that's one kind that people will notice that their body is very responsive,
mm-hmm.
that they can get physical sensations based on the energy around them, and they might think, gosh, did I eat something at lunch that disagreed with me? It
uh-huh.
might not be lunch. It might be their office mate.
Right, right.
The second kind is what I call an emotional empath, and this is someone who doesn't feel things physically, but they can pick up the thoughts and feelings of the people around them almost like a little psychic sponge.
Right.
So sometimes people like this say, oh, I'm a contact crier. You know, if somebody else in the room starts crying, then I start crying.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's not as obvious as that. If someone else in the room is upset, then the person who's the empath can start feeling emotionally upset themselves, but not have had anything upsetting happen to them.
Right.
So it can be very confusing.
And it's funny, Jean, because when my oldest son was a baby, when he heard some sort of distressful crying or distressful sounds, like, you know, vocal sounds, even on the television, he would begin to cry.
Yes. And, you know, these are people, but sensitivity means other things, too. And this often means someone with a huge heart.
Uh-huh.
They can't stand to see someone else suffering
right.
or in despair. It really troubles them. People who have this kind of sensitivity often have kind of a psychic ability where, you know, before someone texts them, they know immediately that they're thinking of them or
uh-huh.
they know who's calling when the phone rings, things like that. And in a way, this is a lovely strength, but it can be overwhelming because people with these two kinds of sensitivities that I talked about have trouble with energetic boundaries.
Right. And it sounds like for the emotional empath, they probably are wondering, is it their own emotional processing or something that they're picking up from somebody else? Just like
well, and usually they don't even get to that realization because, you know, when we have a feeling, we just assume it's our feeling.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
So they're buffeted all day by these emotions floating through, and other people can judge them as being overly emotional
uh-huh.
when the fact is that they're not only feeling their feelings, they're feeling everybody else's feelings too.
Right.
So it can be quite a difficulty. The third kind of sensitivity is someone who's actually not sensitive to the energy around them in the outside world,
uh-huh.
but they have kind of a special connection with other worlds. People like this often can become psychic mediums, or they can just kind of download information from the other side. They may have spirit guides, or they may have a continuing connection with someone even after they die.
Uh-huh.
And it is often someone who has a very good imagination along with this, and sometimes it can be hard to separate out what is their imagination kind of getting carried away and what is truly some information, a message coming through.
Uh-huh.
And so as they walk through the world, they need to be able to discern what is their imagination telling them a story and
mm-hmm.
what might be a very powerful sign or message or intuitive hit that could help them or someone else.
Right. So how do we go about assessing, you know, if we're sensitive and then which category we fit into?
Yeah. Well, probably anyone who's listening, if they are sensitive, they can immediately relate. People
mm-hmm.
who are physically empathic often can struggle because they can feel unwell more often, uh-huh. even in minor ways. They get into an elevator with someone and they felt fine before they got in the elevator, and then after a few seconds they're not feeling so well. It might be the person in the elevator standing right. next to them is stressed or out of balance or upset in some way, uh-huh. and it will affect the emotion, the physical empath physically.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I recommend for anyone who feels that they're sensitive is to play with this a little bit. You know, sometimes when someone is sensitive, they think, oh, my gosh, I just want to shut this off. Make it stop.
Right, right.
Help me put up some walls here. And I actually have a special expertise in teaching people how to develop good boundaries with this. And uh-huh. that's something I teach in my clearing workshops, which we can talk about in a minute. But
uh-huh.
What I recommend is actually instead of trying to shut it off, because frankly it's not going to get shut off if you try to do that,
mm-hmm.
that you turn toward it a little bit and start to explore it a little bit. And one of the easy things that people can do just in their everyday life is when you're at home at the start of the day before you leave to go to work or wherever you're going, when you're still feeling relatively safe and calm, you're not rushing around or feeling anxious about things,
mm-hmm.
just kind of take a baseline reading of how you feel. Scan your body, see how your breathing is. Is your breathing shallow, or is it anxious, or is it relaxed? Scan your body and see if there's any tension there. Scan your feelings and see how your emotions are right now. And basically, you're getting a baseline reading of you.
Uh-huh.
When you're safe and when you're not being affected by somebody else's energy.
Right.
And then when you arrive at your destination, maybe after 15 or 20 minutes or so, when you can get a few moments, just take another reading. You know, has anything changed?
Uh-huh.
Is your breathing different? Does your body feel different? Are your emotions different? And any differences, you know, well, wait a minute, then that's your system responding to the energy around you. That's
right.
not you.
Right, right.
And it can help build your muscles kind of in noticing earlier and earlier when you might be taking on some energy that's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you notice that, it's much easier to all of a sudden not take it on, but let it keep on going.
Yeah. So we have to go to a quick break, but when we return, Jean, I'm going to want you to talk about how we can set these energetic boundaries and tell us more about your clearing workshops. But we'll be back in a few moments with Jean Haner.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, it seems like Lucille's trying to help me call my name.
The wonderful B.B. King. Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Hay House author Jean Hayner. Now, Jean, we were talking about people who are highly sensitive, and you had categorized people into three categories. What were those categories again?
Yeah, so the first one is a physical empath, the second is an emotional empath, and the third one can be called kind of a psychic medium. It's someone who, you know, can talk with dead people, basically.
Uh-huh. So, you know, if we end up feeling lousy sometimes, picking up other people's stuff, or being confused, how do we turn this into a gift and you know, make it a positive experience for us?
Yeah. Well, you know, I said earlier I'm kind of an expert in this, and that's because I was born wide open. And, you know, you can have more than one kind of sensitivity. I was born with two of them very strongly. And basically, I was sick my entire childhood because I didn't know how to shut it off. I was taking on everybody else's stuff.
Right.
And it really wasn't until much later in life when I learned things like feng shui and energy work when I was in my 20s, long before it became kind of trendy in this country,
sure,
that I started developing a kind of an understanding and learning how to develop energetic boundaries. And this evolved over 30 years into a training that I call Clear Home, Clear Heart, that helps you understand how you can clear your own energy, clear other people's energy, even clear the spaces that you live and work in.
Right.
And this is transformational. So one of the things that people can do if they're interested is actually attend a training. I've consolidated it down. I say to people, I studied 30 years so I could teach it to you in basically 4 days. So at the end of August, once a year, every year, I do this training. And at the end of August this year, I'll be at the Omega Institute doing that. It's on my website. If people are interested, they can find out all the information there.
And that's jeanhayner.com. That's JeanHayner.com.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the thing is that people can do some things in their everyday life right now, and one was the example that I gave before the break about kind of becoming more aware of when you're starting to feel different and not just assuming that it's the lunch that you ate,
right.
That it might be the person standing next to you.
Uh-huh.
And it that may sound simplistic, but that actually starts to develop your abilities to notice when you're being a bit of a sponge,
mm-hmm,
and make a different choice, that your system can let that energy keep going instead of taking it on.
So what does it feel like when it keeps going as compared to, you know,
yeah,
when you're feeling the pain or the physical,
yeah,
or emotional issue?
Well, it's kind of like, you know how you feel when you're normal and you're feeling safe and,
uh-huh,
you're feeling in balance within yourself. And then when you start to take on another energy from a person or even a room you've just walked into, you'll know if you're sensitive because all of a sudden you won't feel the same. You know, you may have had the experience of even walking into an empty room or, mm-hmm, walking up onto the front porch of a house and suddenly feeling, oof.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, oh, yeah, you
been
know.
Been there, done that, yeah.
And And you may not be able to explain why. It could be an empty room.
Right.
But what's really happening is that maybe there was an argument in that room this morning, and you're feeling the residue of energy that's still hanging in that space from that argument. You know, we all say that little things like, you know, man, the atmosphere was so thick I could cut it with a knife if somebody has been arguing.
Right.
We've all had some degree of that experience. And so even if you can't have the training and clearing, just noticing how often you suddenly feel a little bit different. And then when you notice it, it's kind of like you've put a spotlight on it, and that little bit of energy goes off looking for somebody else who may not notice and take it on. In other words, you suddenly come back into balance again. You're like, oh, phew, that wasn't mine. But there's another practice that people can do. I want to give people some real tools that they can put to use right away. So there's actually a three-step process that you can do in just seconds that can help you. For instance, if you're in a situation where you're suddenly starting to feel a little overwhelmed, and when you're sensitive, it's easy to go into overwhelm because basically your system is just open to information and much more so than other people. So you're taking in more information from the world around you than most people, and that can be overwhelming for your system to deal with.
Sure.
So if you're ever starting to feel like, oh my goodness, this is a bit too much, then there's three things that you can do without anybody else even noticing. The first thing to do is become aware of your breathing. Because when you go into overwhelm, it's probably the first response of your body is to start breathing too shallowly. And so just take a couple of nice deep breaths. That's step one. Step two is to become aware of gravity on your body. In other words, to feel the weight of your bottom in the chair if you're sitting down, to feel the weight of your feet on the floor, to feel the weight of gravity on your shoulders. And that has an effect of grounding you in your body. When sensitive people start to feel overwhelmed, their energy, their chi, actually starts to leave their body. They kind of hover half in and half out of their bodies.
And it can be challenging to stay grounded. It really can.
For someone like you, and I just read your face on your Facebook page, yes, you're highly sensitive.
Right.
It can be very difficult. Your chi wants to leave because it's all too intense being on this planet.
Yes, it is. So, a wee bit.
So the second step after the breath is to feel the effects of gravity. And the third step takes a little imagination. I want you just to kind of imagine in your mind what your energy field looks like in that moment. And, you know, we all have an energy field that extends out from our bodies. We don't end at our skin. And most of the time, our energy field is very misshapen.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot it out in front of us. It's too far out in front. It's too shallow in back. It's heading off in one side, but not from the other.
Right.
And that's because of where we direct our energy in life. We often shoot our energy in front of us too much, and then we get depleted and overwhelmed as well. And so once you get kind of a sense of what shape your energy field is, then what I want you to do is imagine in your mind scooping it back, gathering it back more closely to your body till it's maybe 12, maybe 15 inches out at most. And scoop it and gather it back so it's kind of like an egg shape around your body, equidistant above your head and below your feet, in front and in back, to your right and to your left. And that immediately brings a more saturated source of energy so you're not feeling so overwhelmed. It creates better boundaries. It creates a place where you leave off and the rest of the world begins.
Right, right.
And it can be incredibly helpful just within a few moments. It can bring you back into yourself. The overwhelm will go away. It can be quite an interesting experience to practice that and see how quickly you can change how you're feeling.
So, Jean, you talk about when people are in the same proximity affecting you emotionally and physically, depending on which type of sensitive you are. Is it possible for people to be at a distance and have the same sort of effect on us?
Absolutely. You know, energy doesn't have anything to do with distance. Just like it can go through walls, it can go around the world.
Right.
And I do clearings with people in countries all over the world, clearing their energy, clearing their spaces. This is something that people can learn to do professionally if anybody is sensitive and looking for a new sideline or a new career. This is something that I teach people to do. But it is often true that, for instance, if you are an emotional empath, if someone is thinking of you and they're in France, it doesn't matter. You can feel it.
Right.
And this can be quite a big deal. I remember when my first book came out in 2008, there was a huge interview that came out in a major newspaper. What I didn't realize at the time was that it was the most popular newspaper in the world. It
oh
was
goodness.
Read by more people than anyone else. So there were a lot of people reading that big full-page spread, and there was always somebody awake in the world reading that article over the next several days. It made number one on Yahoo.com or something like that.
Wow.
And I didn't sleep for 3 days.
Oh, dear.
Because I felt them reading the article.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Which, if you're sensitive and you have, you know, fame and that kind of attention, then, yeah, that could be totally overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, clearing came in very handy at that point, and thank God I knew what was going on. Otherwise, I would have thought there was something terribly wrong with me.
Right. Well, you know, Jean, this is absolutely fascinating, and I know that you have ways of describing the facial features and sort of categorizing people if they are highly sensitive as to what type of sensitivity. We have to go to another quick break, but I'm telling you, listeners, if you're driving, pull over and adjust your rearview mirror so you can look in the mirror. Otherwise, get a mirror out, because we're all going to be looking in the mirror when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show with Jean Haner.
See me worried, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Yes, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Oh, nobody loves me.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift. And there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Jean Haner, who is a Hay House author several books, including The Wisdom of Your Face. And we're talking today about highly sensitive people. Now, Jean, you'd promised us that you were going to help us by, you know, telling what facial features relate to which type of sensitivity. So I think everybody has their mirrors out now, right?
Yeah. Everybody look in the mirror. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And so, you know, the thing is that in my work with face reading, there's two ways that we can read someone's patterns. One is in their facial features, and the other is in the patterns in their birth date. And that we won't be able to get to today because it's a little complex. This is all actually based on Chinese medicine, so it's something that's grounded in thousands of years of research.
Uh-huh.
And there are certain patterns of facial features, so let me walk you through a few of them.
Okay.
For someone who is a physical empath, it may be, not necessarily, if we don't see it in your face, we might find it in your birth date, but if we see it in your face, what we might find is very beautiful sculpted features.
Uh-huh.
In fact, if anybody looks at your Facebook page will see your face there. You have some of these classic, beautiful, sculpted features, a very sculpted, beautifully formed nose, or else a very prominent nose.
Uh-huh.
And the more kind of bony the nose is rather than plump, the more sensitive someone will be in this way.
Interesting.
Prominent cheeks is another thing.
Right.
And interestingly enough, visible upper eyelids. So in other words, if you can see someone's upper eyelids even when their eyes are open, that's another sign of the physical empath.
Interesting.
Now, the emotional empath will have some different features. Often they have curly hair or red hair.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a pointed nose, or they could.
Uh-huh.
They could have a cleft chin.
Uh-huh.
They could have points at the corners of their eyes. Some people's eyes are rounded at the corners. Some people's eyes are pointed at the corners. And so those are some of the signs that we might read on your face if you're an emotional empath. And if you feel like you're an emotional empath but you don't look like this, then we might very well find it in the patterns in your birth date. It doesn't have to be in both.
So, Jean, is it traditional astrology that you're looking at, or is something different?
No, this is all based on Chinese medicine. And what Chinese medicine basically is about is the science of recognizing patterns and their meanings. There's patterns in how energy flows through your physical body, but there's also patterns in how your energy flows through your personality, your facial features, even the timing of your birth imprinted you with certain information that affect who you are in the world.
Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because you also work, you not only teach these you know, big classes internationally, but you also work with people all over the world on in private sessions, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two different kinds of sessions I do with people. One is the face reading, which helps them discover what their inner design really is and how they can create a life that's a fit for that.
Uh-huh.
But another thing that I do that's not as well known is I do clearing on the phone with people or on Skype where I clear their energy field.
Right.
My goal in this world is not to be clearing everybody in the world, but to be teaching people how they can clear themselves and clear other people so we can spread the wealth here.
Yeah, and it's empowering that way.
Absolutely, because then you can walk through the world in a totally different way.
Uh-huh. So we talked about physical features for the physical empath and the emotional empath. What about the psychic? Or, you know?
Exactly, yeah. So this is a totally different type of facial pattern. Often with people like this, they will have a very rounded or domed forehead.
Uh-huh.
They will have some natural shadowing under their eyes that they've had lifelong. They often have a prominent chin and large ears or large earlobes. And so for someone like this, especially if you're looking for a new psychic to get a reading with, if that person has a very domed forehead and very deep shadowing under their eyes, especially if their eyes are very deep set, you can trust that they know their stuff, that they're very psychic.
Interesting. So, you know, when we're trying to get rid of our dark circles, it can actually be a sign of something very positive.
If you've had dark circles all your life, it's different than if they just showed up in the last few years. But if they've been there all your life, that is your part of your design, and it means you have enormous emotional depth, deep intuitive ability. You should honor those. You should not try to get rid of those. If they're temporary, it could have different meanings. But if they're lifelong, very powerful sign of intuitive ability.
It's funny. I've been trying to get rid of mine for as long as I can remember, from the time I was like 10, 12, whatever.
Yeah, so then you can be proud of those now.
Okay. Well,
it isn't that you're lacking in sleep.
Although that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
More often than I like, yes. So, once we have the information for us and we find ways of kind of setting boundaries, what's the benefit to us and to others when we have these gifts?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting how we live our lives and we're really not aware of how much we're affected by the energy around us. Even if you don't think of yourself as highly sensitive, uh-huh. it's still happening for you, and you may not even notice what this is all about. I was just working with a woman who was having terrible insomnia, uh-huh. just terrible lack of sleep. And what the situation was that actually her husband was an emergency room doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he would come home in the middle of the night, having just spent hours and hours in the emergency room with all these people
dear.
In terrible trauma and upset.
Sure.
And he would lie down in bed next to her.
Oh, my goodness.
And she would immediately wake up thinking, oh, I just woke up because my husband's home, uh-huh. but then not be able to go back to sleep and toss and turn and feel very unwell and think that there was something wrong with her. Well, he had just carried home a lot of stress from the emergency room,
sure.
and that was affecting her.
So how did she learn to deal with that?
So she learned to clear herself. She came to the clearing retreat as she learned to clear herself and him, which
uh-huh.
helped his stress level as well.
Right.
Within moments, she could immediately drop into sleep. It only takes a few seconds to know how to clear yourself, to be able to clear yourself.
Wow.
And so the insomnia was solved, and she thought it was due to her health issue or something else. It was merely her system's reaction to his bringing home a lot of invisible stuff from,
sure.
from the hospital every night.
Right, right. So how do gifts like this benefit people, though?
Well, and so, you know, you can understand then, as you go through your daily life, you can recognize when you're taking something on and when your system is going out of balance in response to that,
uh-huh.
and immediately bring yourself back into balance. But the amazing thing is, even aside from everyday life, there's so many stories from people who've learned clearing about how their life has changed in ways they didn't expect. I just heard from a woman who she hadn't spoken to her sister in 15 years.
Uh-huh.
There had been some family disagreement, and they'd gone off in a huff, and
it's a long time.
She couldn't even remember what it was about by now, but her sister and she had not spoken in 15 years.
Uh-huh.
She attended a clearing workshop, and in the clearing workshop, you receive personal clearings as well as learn how to do this.
Uh-huh.
So it's a full experience. And during one of her personal clearings, she really got a strong sense of her sister and a desire to resolve things. She said she went home after the retreat, and the next day, her sister called her.
Oh, that's great.
Now, she didn't know she'd been to a retreat.
Uh-huh, right.
She didn't know anything about this. But, you know, we broadcast a certain energy.
Right.
And as we get cleared, the broadcast message changes.
Uh-huh.
And other people can feel that. They may not be aware of it, but they can feel it. And they respond to us in a different way.
That's really powerful.
We're no longer carrying an old charge of an old memory or an old pain
sure.
that we may have been carrying for decades. And not realizing how it's affecting our life, not only in terms of the sister, but that was affecting her life in other ways. And once that's gone, you can move beyond limitations you didn't even know were there.
Right, right.
So
if we have the, you know, the these types of you know, empath abilities, is it good for, I mean, it seems like in some ways it must be serving us. If we arrive here with situations which, yeah, we can be too sensitive or we can be highly sensitive and it can affect us, we need to learn to deal with it. But are there ways in which we're meant to share these gifts or somehow benefit from them ourselves?
Well, I think that's a brilliant question, and I think that it's an interesting time that we live in. I think that more and more people are sensitive these days.
Right, I agree.
And they're struggling to cope and figure out what to do, and they think they're the only ones or they
uh-huh.
don't know how to manage this. And I think that it is our purpose to learn how to manage our energetic boundaries and help other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, often we're not even aware that we're kind of stuck wide open and being buffeted by all the energy we're taking on. And part of learning how to clear energy is gaining control of just how open you are at
uh-huh.
any particular time.
Right.
I kind of picture it like one of those old-fashioned cameras with the aperture setting that, you know, you can open it wide to let in a lot of light or just a little light.
Right.
And so with this awareness, you know, every situation is different. If you're in a crowded shopping mall, you probably don't want to be wide open.
No.
And if you're sensitive, you probably don't even want to be there.
Uh-huh.
But you can be there successfully. If you have a stressful job, it isn't that you have to quit your job. And if you're highly sensitive, it may come to that. You may burn out if you don't know how to manage your boundaries.
Uh-huh.
But if you learn how to control how open you are at any particular time, then you can be in the crowded shopping mall or the stressful office and not be affected the way that you used to be before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems like a very important skill to hone. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Jean Haner when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, in Redmond on June 6th for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am having a conversation with Jean Haner. And Jean, you know, I know that there are a lot of struggles. I personally know there are a lot of struggles to being overwhelmed by the physical and emotional information that's out there. And it can be completely confusing and tiring to do something like you're saying before, like go to a mall or be in a family situation. You're like a Thanksgiving meal with some extended family that you're not used to dealing with, you know, but you've dealt with them off and on over the years. And it's so, you know, it sounds like you're giving some great coping mechanisms and great skills to help people to manage this kind of, you know, ability. Do you think that it's actually just detrimental to have this, or are there benefits that we can use to share with others or to help ourselves to grow?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good question. I mean, all of my work is about honoring your unique spirit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the God or Goddess does not make mistakes. And what that means is who you are, that's who you were meant to be. But right. Part of the journey in life is learning how to be that successfully, uh-huh. how to be that in your power. And when you're highly sensitive, I think you've been given a gift, but no instruction manual.
Right.
Someone forgot. And so
certainly didn't come from my parents, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, often we're judged for our sensitivity.
Yes, and, we are.
And the thing that I love about this work so much is that this is a beautiful instruction manual to help you flip what has been a, most likely a challenge all your life into your greatest power.
Uh-huh.
That if you are sensitive, yes, you are. We need you. We need you to step up and learn how to use that sensitivity to help other people. It's an enormous power and strength and talent. We just need to train you how to use it and not be challenged by it. Mm-hmm. People who are sensitive often end up keeping their lives very small because they just don't know how to cope with all this. It's all too much.
Uh-huh.
And that is a shame to me that that would have to happen. And I really want to help them step up and learn to do it in a way that is comfortable for them and doesn't throw the doors wide open and then send them into overwhelm yet again.
Mm-hmm.
There are steps in the learning, but it's a very simple process.
So have you worked with anybody who has had some sort of illness, let's say, who was a sensitive, they didn't realize it, and then once they learned to manage it, they healed?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's what happens is, you know, when we're sensitive, at first it can create just some energetic imbalance. When we're children, often uh-huh. it just is there, and then later on it can grow to being and cause emotional imbalances that have us struggle emotionally in life without our understanding what's going on. But eventually, over the decades, it can manifest physically. Now, for me, when I was a child, I was so completely open that it manifested physically early,
uh-huh.
that I was taking on other people's illnesses.
Right.
But it doesn't always happen that way. And once people learn how to retrain their system in a way, then everything changes. And then the illnesses, there's no more place for that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The illnesses just fade away because the frequency has changed, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And so everything is different from there. I had one woman who came to a workshop. She sent me an email afterwards, and it was actually kind of funny what happened for her. She wasn't ill, but she was very nearsighted. And so she wore these either thick glasses or contacts or glasses, I guess. And she said the second day of the workshop, she took her glasses off in the morning to put on her makeup, and
uh-huh.
she came to the workshop and went through the rest of the workshop and went home. And 2 weeks later, someone at work said to her, "Oh, did you get contacts?" And she suddenly realized she had never worn her glasses again.
Oh, I love that.
That her eyesight had been corrected. So you never know what can happen as a result of even just a few days of clearing.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, you know, if our reality starts in our vibrational field, then you change the pattern or the blockage within it, and it's going to shift our physical reality.
The system changes, but also to recognize how important it is to the energy of the spaces that you live in.
Uh-huh.
When you move into a new house, there's a residue of energy of the old occupants still there.
Right.
And some of it will be wonderful, all the happy times, that's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
But all their stresses, all their arguments, all their anxieties will still be hanging like invisible house dust
uh-huh.
in the space. And then you move in, and it can start affecting you and locking you into some patterns or depleting your energy. And one of the most beautiful uses of clearing is to do space clearing, to clear the energy of the house you're moving into, or to clear your own home before you move out as a gift to the new occupants.
Right,
it is remarkable you know, often there's a house in a neighborhood that people call the divorce house because at some point a couple living there got a divorce, and then every single family that moved into that house ever since ended up getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been an energetic pattern that got established there that people continually were affected by the previous couple's unhappiness.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. Well, I know as a sensitive, when I was shopping for a house, I would go into some spaces and it would be fitting my, you know, like most of my criteria that I'd listed on paper about what it was I wanted, you know, the number of bathrooms and bedrooms and that sort of thing. And I just want to walk out. It's like,
exactly.
And I remember once I was looking for like a vacation home, and I looked at this property, and the land itself looked beautiful. I walked up to this log home that was just, it was magnificent. And I got out of the car and I felt sick. And as it turned out, on this property, they were raising pit bulls for fighting.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, I eventually got to get the validation that there was something there that was causing that. But it was like this huge, you know, stagnation or like, you know, oppressive pain there on the house. And
And, you know, real estate agents often talk about how they have clients who, you know, it's the perfect curb appeal, the white picket fence, the beautiful house, and the buyer will walk up under the front porch, turn around, and walk away and say, I don't even want to go in. It doesn't feel right. Very common. So, you know, we all have some level of this that can challenge us, but it actually can be a wonderful talent. You knew if you hadn't been sensitive, you might have ended up buying that property and then not having a good experience
there.
So here's an example about where it served you well.
Yeah, exactly. So can you share with our listeners again what's going on at can't even talk and I'm on the radio, at the Omega Institute in August?
Yeah. Well, this is a beautiful, for those of you who don't know what the Omega Institute is about, it's a beautiful retreat center in rural upstate New York, absolutely gorgeous and lush and green with a beautiful energy. It's so special to be there. And we'll be being there, let's see, the dates are August 24th through the 28th. People will learn how to clear themselves, how to clear other people and their children and their animals, also how to clear spaces. And you'll receive personal clearings while you're there as well, so you come out different. I had one client who said that to her, she would call this not clearing, she would call it accelerated meditation, because she said that after one clearing, after learning how to clear, what she experienced was what she felt it took her 30 years of meditation to get to. It's not about speed, but it is about kind of a streamlined, refined, very simple and elegant way to reach a place of balance in your life and to let go of all the things you've been carrying that have kept helping you create your future based on your past.
That sounds wonderful. And I know you're also going to be coming to the Seattle area in October. What's going on then?
I'm so excited to come back, because that used to be my hometown.
And so we miss you.
I'll be back in October to teach the Discover Your Inner Design workshop, which is about reading faces and birthdays. It's not about clearing. And it'll be at the East West Bookshop. They're brand new. They just moved into a beautiful new store there in the Roosevelt District of Seattle. So
yeah,
above
Whole Foods. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's. I've heard great things about it. I haven't been there yet. But I know that they needed new space, and there's free parking now, which is very exciting.
Yay.
Yes. So we're going to have to end the show. This hour has flown by. Jean, do you have anything you'd like to share with our listeners in 30 seconds or less?
Well, I guess in 30 seconds, or I can do it in 5 seconds or less, it would just basically be, don't worry, be happy.
I love it. I love it. See, you rose to that challenge. Oh, thank you so much, Jean, for being here today and for doing what you're doing, because for sensitives like me, and I know that there are a lot of you out there, it's a real gift.
It's my total honor. Thank you, Christine.
Okay. And thank you for listening here today. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey.
Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.